I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
A lot of stuff happened over the weekend in addition to Steelers training camp and the Adam Frazier deal. All of it wrapped up in the five.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown!
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead! Number five.
The not-so-dream team. France handed the Americans an 83-76 loss. It was the USA's first loss in Olympic basketball since 2004, snapping a 25-game winning streak for them. So, who or what's the blame for the U.S. struggling like this, even going back to the preliminary games?
I don't think Popovich is a very good international coach, I'll say that. But I do think they probably have more talent. There's a lot happening here. They're not going to get star officiating. They don't care who you are, they officiate it. They don't play well as a team. But here's the thing, it's not the end of the world. They'll still probably win the gold medal, one would think. I'll panic when they don't win the gold medal. You know, when they sleepwalk through one game against France, okay. When a bunch of guys just played and played deep into the NBA NBA playoffs and they've played now and had to play in the bubble and then play in this, I won't panic with one loss. If they lose two games and don't win the gold medal, then it's time for a total overhaul.
I'm curious, what makes you say that about Pop at the international level?
The rotation and the stuff at the very end of the game I thought was really interesting.
What I think is interesting, and it's a great point, but I've also seen, and I left Peacock on after the game was over yesterday morning, and I'm watching a lot of the behind-the-scenes footage that they have from their training camp in Vegas, and they're playing against the select team and getting beat by them. And Popovich continues to remind these guys, or at least was continuing to remind these guys every single time, you have to respect your opponents, and you have to be ready to play. And they just look like, whether it's because of fatigue after going through the NBA season, whether it's because they haven't played together before, whether it's because, as Jeff Capel has told us before, American arrogance, right? And they expect to just roll the ball out there and win. Whatever it is, or some combination of all of it, they just don't look like there's much fire there. They look like they expect to just go out and win. And I've seen Popovich try to coach against that. I don't think it's working right now.
Number four.
The Steelers, their first official depth chart was released over the weekend. Interestingly, on the defensive side of the ball, Antoine Brooks, the sixth-round pick a year ago, is the starting nickel corner. Is that alarming to you from a secondary depth perspective, as he's listed as such here?
No, because preliminary depth charts are pretty interchangeable. And I don't think that depth chart will be the depth chart. It probably won't even be the depth chart for the Hall of Fame game. And I don't think it's in stone and it'll be the depth chart for week one. But if Antoine Brooks is the best player, who's to say that he couldn't be?
Yeah, I'm not shocked by this. I'm not alarmed by it because people have been alluding to this for a while through OTAs and minicamp that he was getting a lot of the reps there, if not more reps than Lane and Pierre at times. So, look, it's an open competition. You hope that one of those three steps up and takes charge of the role. If Antoine Brooks ends up being the guy, he ends up being the guy. But this is when you didn't bring in that veteran depth to bolster the corner position. You had, like you did bringing in Ingram to bolster the outside linebacker position. You knew that it was going to come down to what you have in-house. And if Antoine Brooks is the guy right now, then we'll see how Pierre and Lane hopefully push him for that spot.
Number three.
Reports have surfaced of Texas and Oklahoma wanting to move to the SEC. Now the Big 12's in scramble mode. They had a teleconference with the president of the two universities, presidents of the two universities.
Was it on Longhorn Network?
Probably.
Right? Don't worry, if it was, no one saw it.
What do you think the fallout's going to look like if and when this happens?
The Big 12 is dead. The Big 12 is dead if
That's
those two teams leave.
That's the key takeaway here.
The SEC is super power mega conference.
The Big 12, Auburn and Alabama moved to the east of the SEC.
Yep.
It's LSU and all those Texas teams, and everybody in Aggieland can get all mad. Tough, sorry, you're not the big dog in your state. And, yeah, the Big 12 dissolves. The question then will be, who ends up out west in the Pac-12 or Pac-16 or whatever
Pac
it may
eight.
Be.
It's just the Pac-8. Remember just when it was the Pac-8?
It's just the Pac. And then where does everybody else go? Who does the big, you know, Kansas sending overtures to the Big Ten. Does that make sense for football? This is all driven by football. Is the Big Ten licking its chops to get
Kansas Rutgers? Man, let's go.
Exactly.
11 a.m.
Oh, my God.
In East Brunswick or whatever the hell.
And you know, Matt mentioned this during his show earlier. Does it open the door to WVU jumping to the ACC? I know a lot of people around here would like to see that. Or does the Big Ten maybe look at WVU as a viable target? I don't know, but everybody's going to start scrambling, looking for a soft place to land, and it's not going to be the Big 12.
Number two.
Back to the depth chart. So we go to the offensive side of the ball. What do you think's the most telling here? That Kendrick Green is the second at the center position behind J.C. Hasenauer and in front of B.J. Finney. Kalen Ballage is the fifth running back right now behind Jalen Samuels, or that Dwayne Haskins is sandwiched in between Mason Rudolph and Josh Dobbs.
The running back situation. If you look at all of it with Hasenauer and Samuels and things like that, and forget the quarterback situation because that's its own thing. It just always shows that Mike Tomlin, at the very beginning, yields to veterans and then makes younger guys or new guys beat them out.
He's got Ingram listed behind Highsmith right now, for example. But that's what I think makes the quarterback listing that much more interesting, because you're taking a guy who spent three of the last four seasons with your organization and you're putting him below the guy who's coming in from being just cast aside by Washington, right? And you're saying, nope, Dwayne Haskins is our three. He already slots in ahead of Josh Dobbs. They're putting a ton of, not eggs in a basket, because these eggs could fall out of the basket, and what is it, just a third quarterback basket, but they're putting a lot of eggs in the Dwayne Haskins basket. They clearly want to believe in him. They want to give him some confidence. Otherwise, I don't know why they'd list him ahead of Dobbs.
They should have made Dobbs, honestly, they should have interviewed him for a quarterback's coach. It's pretty much what he does.
Yeah.
They bring in his Sully. I mean, they should have. That's what he does, is the quarterback's coach
when
for Ben.
When he's done playing and cashing player checks, he's off to NASA.
I know. All right. What do you got?
Number one.
Adam Frazier trade. Ben Cherington making this move before Friday's trade deadline. They got three prospects from San Diego. Tupaquita Mercado. The headliner there. The number five prospect from San Diego. How you choosing to view this trade?
I'm choosing to... This stinks for sports talk radio, but I've got to wait. I don't know what this kid is going to be. Marcano can stink. He could be an all-star in 2 years. I don't know. It depends on the development of Marcano and folding in with this draft class.
If Marcano's a productive everyday second baseman or corner outfielder starting as soon as next year, then I'll look at it and say, okay, it was okay. But the $1.4 million being rolled into the deal along with trading Frazier makes me wonder, because the other two guys aren't in the Padres' top organizational rankings. They're having good years this year, but I don't know if that's enough. Again, though, I've questioned Ben Cherington on a number of issues, and to this point anyway, he's always proven to be right. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt for now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.